It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis-Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2015, recorded Thursday, November 21st, 2024. What are you caulking about? On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has yet another way to keep your coffee warm, plus a biodegradable toothbrush, and the next of my crappy corner gadgets that you will not be able to figure out. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
And here he is, our, shoot, I was kind of remember one of those people who do trees,
an arborist,
maybe? The arborist if of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. I couldn't think of it fast enough. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Doing good myself.
It's funny that you say arborist because I sent you two photos.
Ooh.
I think this is the earliest ever that we were walking down Amsterdam Avenue and all the places have their trees out.
Oh my gosh, the Christmas trees are available to be purchased. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
No. Oh, yes, this was yesterday, so more than a week before Thanksgiving. Dennis said there's only a price on the smallest one, which was $60.
Woo!
Yeah. So those big 6 and 7 foot trees are probably closer to 150 or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a place near me that would, I don't know how else to describe them other than like the most bougie specialty trees, and they would be $300, $400. They were super nice, super fluffy, but what they would also do is they would spray them down with like fake snow and things. Like they would really make the trees just like the bougiest trees. They were so fancy. I mean, they'd even put glitter in them for you even before you put an ornament in it. And they're real, you know, real life.
Yeah, trees. Yeah. Wow.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So it's you not, are a, like, a live tree like, kind of guy?
No. Even when I was a kid, my family had, back in the days when I was a kid, aluminum Christmas trees were a big deal.
Aluminum.
Yes, a silver, totally silver Christmas tree.
Was it actually made of aluminum or was it just silver tinsel?
No, I believe it was aluminum because you saved it from year to year. So putting
would you tinsel- cut yourself on it? Would you put it in the recycling when you were finished with it?
Well, you didn't have to put tinsel on it because you wouldn't even notice. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Man, aluminum trees. You know, my mother would tell me about stories of their aluminum tree as well. Yeah. That was all the rage. Fake trees are only for me. I've only had a real tree like once or twice. This is after I moved out on my own. We never had one in my childhood. And to me, it was always too big of a pain to deal with it being alive. Like...
Yeah.
The needles, I love the smell, don't get me wrong, I love the smell, but I couldn't ever figure out how to like keep it alive enough, and I've heard all these tales of you put Coca-Cola in the bottom of it, or sugar water to keep the trunk. Anyway, it just brought in flies. It didn't really work out so hot for me. I just decided the next year, artificial is where it's at, so.
Also, artificial trees look amazing.
They really do. They really do. Also, with my animals, you know, when the cats get in there and eventually I'll have to, you know, wrestle them out, not having it be a real branch is nice, you know. I feel like, you know, I don't have to scratch my arm against real pine cones.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, I can't believe it.
I sent you one other link because oh, it's probably 2 months ago, we did the boom, the alarm clock for people who have trouble waking up with a little thing that goes under your pillow. Or anyway, is it still $13?
There it is.
I have I think it was 26 when I bought mine.
Wow.
And it's now down to $13. And it has the little hockey puck there. And if you really can't wake up, just put the hockey puck not under your pillow, but on a table.
On your a glass table.
Yeah. You will not sleep.
Actually, put it in a jar full of marbles.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, find one of those. I think I was in, there was a Renaissance festival, and they had a metal bowl, and the point of it was that you would, like, ding it. You know, you may have seen, like, people, like, meditate to them. That would be the perfect thing. It's almost like an upside-down bell.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But it's cheap.
I remember.
$14.
Yeah. I mean, it has dropped down almost a half price in all that time.
That's great.
I remember, did you ever hear of Clocky?
Clocky.
Clocky is the clock, the alarm clock that runs away.
Is this the one with the wheels? Kind of has
a
face? Maybe then yes. I didn't know the name of it.
It starts ringing, and then the wheels start rolling, and it rolls off your nightstand, and you have to chase it around the room.
Yeah.
In order to shut it off.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is a classic.
There it is. There it is. There. Oh, it's still around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
I've been having success when we covered this with the, it was one that was like a clamshell. It was the travel vibrating one. I really have been enjoying that one. I need to go back and look. Just to cover, kind of go back and look at some of our old gadgets.
Did it do something special?
It just vibrated, and it was a travel,
it was this from this year, right?
Yes. I've actually been using that as like my go-to here. This is the one. If Amazon will load here. And its alarm sound is also annoying as heck.
Oh, okay.
This is the one I use, and it looks like there's two pieces, but it's just one piece. This is just it closed. And so you just close this clamshell a bit, and it covers up all the buttons, and it has enough, you know, buttons to make it fairly simple. But just its alarm is—it's just a simple beep 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 beep. But it's effective. It's very effective.
Oh,
I like
that
one. I've been using
that. Recently bought, but I haven't got around to doing a video of it. From years ago, remember the helicopter alarm clock?
I have a vision of it in my head.
Yes. Well, I saw it for sale again a couple of months ago, and I thought, oh, my God, this thing I haven't seen in 15 years. I'll just buy it and for people who never saw it and do a demo of it. Basically, it's an alarm clock with a propeller snapped into the top. And when the alarm goes off, it shoots the propeller into – there you go. It shoots the propeller into the air.
Yeah.
And you have to find the propeller.
In order to turn it off.
Only way, yes. The battery compartment is screwed shut. And it has an odd-shaped key at the bottom. And so you have to ram that back into the top of it in order to stop the alarm.
That is amazingly funny. I do remember seeing this. Yeah, this is just locked into my memory. I don't think I was around on the show when we covered it, but
it's a long time ago.
This was just suggested in the Google suggestions. Just while we're on it, this looks funny. I don't know why.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's
this gong off.
Oh, I think that's great.
Oh my gosh, that would be a funny crappy corner segment. Is just the weirdest alarm clocks that I can find.
Oh, that would be great.
Although that one is not cheap. $40. $34, $36. Sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, well, enough about alarm clocks. Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, let's get into things you can buy now. Another way to heat your coffee.
Ooh.
Do you love coffee?
I do.
Do you have a coffee warmer? I love coffee. Do I have a coffee warmer? Okay, so the history of the coffee warmer. I think Mr. Coffee, like one of the first, this is the third or fourth one of them. They don't last long. Oh, God. It falls apart before your eyes.
It's warmed thousands of cups.
Simple on-off. Then they started getting a little complicated, all right? This one, you could set the temperature, but what I didn't like about it is it's a little small, and reading the paper, I was always knocking the coffee off it. Also, one day I did a cleanup of all the wires under my table, and I misplaced. This is the only coffee warmer I've ever seen where it has a plug-in power supply. So then I moved on to this, and I'll show you what's wrong with this. This one has three temperature settings, and not a good way to know what temperature you're at. And this is why. First of all, it has a big area here to put a cup on, so I like that. But see, that is high temperature, medium temperature, low temperature. Okay, so and off. Right, so that's how that works. Not terribly convenient. Then I bought this, which has a digital readout, okay? But before I even opened this, I found a different one, a better one. I immediately bought it. Saker coffee mug warmer. Look at this, folks. It almost looks like disco lighting. Digital temperature gauge set off for 1 to 12 hours.
It's like the professional
auto shut off at 4 hours is great. So if you don't set the timer, it'll go off automatically after 4 hours. I am so tired of coming home and finding like the crud that happens in the coffee cup when you accidentally leave it on and go shopping and hours later. So I've not looked at this yet. So we will look at it together. All right. Okay. Oh, and it comes with a record. Does it look like a record player? This is a riot. Okay. So the object here, when I ordered it, I looked online. The object here is, this is to protect the heating element. But when you're using it, you take this off and put it next to it. And if you want to rest your juice on that or anything on it. And also, after you shut it off, you can put this back on. Put the cup on it if you want, just to keep it warm. But I don't know why you wouldn't be using the unit itself to keep warm. We'll plug it in and we'll see what the digital layout says. But there's one other thing about it that is so topical for us here at GizWiz, and that is heats many kinds of drinks.
Yeah.
But can also be used as a chat room, Chad.
What?
Can heat drinks, keep them warm. But also be used as a
fidget spinner?
Candle warmer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course it can be. Of course. So we talked all about all right, this.
Let's plug this guy in.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And right in the instructions, not like you're taking a chance on it.
I just hear a beep.
Yeah, so it was great.
How do we turn it on? Okay. Just push that down. All right, so it's set automatically for the 4 hours, which you can change from 1 to 4 hours. And now heating, 104. Oh, you know what? Look at this.
The colors.
So this is low temperature. That might be for tea. I think tea drink is like their tea, not hot. And then at 131, it goes into orange. And then what can we go? Oh, we can go up to.
It turned red, but wow. The camera doesn't pick up the difference.
176 degrees. That's warm, okay? Oh, you know what? I'm going to you shut it off by pressing it again. Yeah. I saw on Amazon, it says heats incredibly fast, and it's a quick picture of an ice cube melting. And it says waterproof. So I'll be back in a second with an ice cube. I'm back with an ice cube. I'm putting it on the tray, clicking it. Did it go on? Up. Oh. All right. And I'm going into the highest temperature. Oh, you know what? This is, look at this. Look at this. This is pretty good. I did my, you know what? This is pretty good.
Yeah, it is melting.
Well, you know, I don't want to.
It's making me not have as much confidence in the waterproof.
I will give them that this works.
I think I better do really it at the beginning fast. So I could what send that, it like back if seconds? It shorts out.
As a matter of fact, I'm just going to shut this off. I know it says waterproof, but I don't want water all over my desk. All right, so we're recording this on a Sunday. Yes, I work 7 days a week on the GizWiz. So I'm going to use it for the next few mornings. And then when we record the show Thursday live, I'll tell you how I thought it worked.
Ooh, okay. So first of all,
there is an erroneous line in the thing on Amazon. It says goes from 104 degrees to 176 degrees. And you can dial it 1 degree at a time. Well, you can't.
No, okay. You can't. It was like increments of like 8.
You found it right away. Yeah. Increments of, yeah. It has 9 different temperatures, 3 in each color. Also, I was so disappointed that all the colors don't light up together, okay? So the first 3, when it's on blue, you have the 3 low temperatures. When it's on orange, you have the 3 medium temperatures. And when it's on red, you have the 3 high temperatures. The thing, a downside to it is it does not remember your setting. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. I know I like my coffee at 140 degrees. And so I click it on and then just dial 140 degrees. But there are, I did not realize, there are tons of coffee mug heaters.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
This one was $25. I like the fact that the digital readout stands up. So from across the room, you can see if it's on. You can see if it maintained the temperature. I like that a lot. I like that little silicone coaster that comes with it. Someone in the review said, why are people posting pictures heating their coffee and not taking that silicone thing off? Do they think it's part of the unit? Yes, just remember, it doesn't matter if you heat it with it on because it's silicone, but your coffee's going to heat up a lot faster if you take that off.
Yeah, direct contact.
Exactly. So I like it enough that I peeled the plastic off the readout, and I'm keeping it. It's not wood. Someone asked if it's wood. It's not wood. It's wooded plastic, but it works really well.
I agree. There, it is a little interesting. It mentions that you can warm milk, and they just have just a carton of milk just sitting on it. In fact, it looks like that carton of milk is made out of leather. I have never seen a stitched carton of pure milk.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny.
Some AI image, maybe, of milk. I'm not sure exactly what's happening here.
Oh, that is so funny that you thought. Also, who wants to heat a container of milk?
Yes, exactly. Let me just take this paper and stick it right on there.
Because it has that wax coating on it.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of things wrong with that. I would not do that. Move it to a glass first, folks, please. Anyway, very funny. Okay, cool. The coffee warm, the coffee mug warmer.
Warmer. And candle warmer.
And candle warmer.
It doubles as the candle warmer. Save yourself a lot of money not having to buy two gadgets. Okay, gadget number two is this.
About 3 years ago, a very famous podcast host said, fidget toys will be dead in a few months.
I said this.
Absolutely right. Except for, ta-da, building block fidget toy. Let me see what it's called here. It is the Pop Bubble Fidget Toy Combine. Okay. It's like Tetris meets fidget means pop-up means... Actually, trying to open the boxes is a challenge. All right, I guess we did a bunch of these, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They were coming out in every... We even had the Pop-It pocketbook. You know, that's where you push these down, and then they pop. Oh.
You
take them out
in the back.
Here's the idea is that you can take them out and play like Tetris, okay? And the pop-it part is pushing them down this way, and then you hear a sound. Oh, I'm not wearing a mic, okay? But there's a pop sound as they go out, and you pop them back. You might be able to hear that. So here the object is you can take them out and build things. And I guess actually it'd be kind of fun if you're nervous to put them. I assume they can go back. Maybe they only can go back one way, but you can sort of build them. Build things. Okay, so build things. Outside the box, build things inside the box, but they are shaped exactly like Tetris pieces. Okay. So that's part one. And that is, it's just $10. Okay. And did a lot of people buy it? Just 50 people, but 50 people, 50 fidgety people bought it. Got 4.7 out of 5 stars. And then I'm going to show you. Fidget magnetic rings. Fidget magnetic rings. Okay. All right. So this is totally different from the other. Well, you know, this doesn't have, this really doesn't have the play value of this. Do they're not even separate. So I'm not quite sure why.
You could spin it, maybe?
Interesting.
On your finger?
You are
a
cool.
Little, but games with friends, not as much.
Sort of, no.
Like play and see if you can shoot it and get it so that it goes far enough to click on. But if you're interested in these, let me tell you something about buying them. Bought mine on a different page than here. And it was stupid. I didn't know there were so many variations. I bought a three-piece set. A three-piece set is $8.99. But 9 pieces is just $9.99. So now with 9 of these, you can have a lot more fun. Also on Amazon, if you go to the bottom of this page, you can get a dozen of them for $15. Okay. So
but the nine for $10 is the cheapest.
Certainly the extra buck for six more of these is the way to go. And Dennis found out the center turns. Okay.
Chad's
so if you put
life.
This on your finger,
whoa.
The outside turns. I don't know. I guess fidget wise, maybe that helps. You have something to do if you have it on your fingers. But, you know, it is very interesting about how these kind of things are sort of hypnotic because, I said, okay, let's finish doing this. And Dennis was busy trying to get this puzzle put back together again, which he didn't do. All right. So there you go. Magnetic rings for fidgeting. At least spend $10. You get nine of them. And this game is just $10. So Dennis bet $10. I couldn't get all the pieces back in under 10 minutes. I did it. Take a look at that. Okay. I just need scissors. And then
I love how it's squished.
Fidget toys. They're fun.
I love how it definitely feels like one is tabletop style and one is handheld. You could fidget
yes,
on the one move.
Exactly. You can take on trains and planes and buses. But, you know, for $10, it seems like a fun thing for a fidgeter.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This seems like something perfect for a teacher maybe also. When you have like a class, that seems great. And then, man, you really can get quite a lot of options here.
Yeah.
Just going through them all. Okay.
Yeah, don't buy the three-piece set because you do a lot better with it.
I feel like the strategic pricing. Look how bad that one is. Look at the other ones, how much better they are. Pretty cool. Okay, fidgets still live on.
I was wrong
about fidgets. I have seen more. Now, that classic weird fidget during that time period, maybe that one's dead. But I still see fidgets all over the place.
Yeah. Especially now, people need something to distract themselves from the world.
Yes, yes. I have a small update about the warming platform that we were just talking about, how funny we thought that the milk looked. Well,
yes.
Scooter X did some sleuthing and
Scooter X is so good at this.
Somehow found where that milk carton is originally from, and you wouldn't believe it. Here it is. It's a purse.
Oh, how funny.
They grabbed the image from a purse.
Oh, how funny.
Remember how I said it had stitching on it and that was so weird? Yeah, it was a purse is what apparently they used to Photoshop this coffee warmer here. Let me go back and show you the image we're talking about. This
is
a purse.
That's so funny.
Thanks, Scooter X, for finding that. That is insane. That's
excellent. Excellent.
Okay, back to you. You saw another gadget?
My final gadget of the day is this.
Soon my co-host Chad Johnson will be packing to go to Vegas, baby.
Woo!
For CES 2025. So I was looking on Amazon, and I saw the 4-in-1 Echo Toothbrush. Flosh picks, toothbrush, toothpick, tongue cleaner. All right, 20 pieces. And so this should be easy to pack. Oh, you know what? These are kind of fun. Although, you know, I'm not sure that this is exactly that each one is individually boxed. But we'll see. I mean, maybe if you're going away for
an eco-friendly,
yes,
it might be a good thing. You know, I'm just wondering. I hope the
individually packaged in plastic.
You know, I don't think the toothpaste is built in, which I don't like.
I thought, I imagine that they had toothpaste in them, but they don't.
You know, I don't like these at all.
Oh, no.
I think it's kind of inconvenient. Floss picks.
I don't know. Also, the floss looks kind of loose.
Is there a toothpick in here?
Doesn't it?
You know what?
Yeah, those look a little...
Yeah, I'm not even going to send you these. I do not like these, okay? The toothbrush, I guess you could use it. This end, I guess that'll work. Where is the tooth? No. And there's no instructions to tell you where the tongue cleaner is or the toothpick. I want my money back. I forgot how much I paid. We'll take a look. When I went to check for the price over here, I see that they open up. Okay, there is the disposable. They're biodegradable. All right. And the pick is into the handle. But let me show you. This is really tricky. All right. So it doesn't look like there's any way, but this, all right, that opens up and you have the flossing pick. All right. I still don't know. What was the other thing?
The tongue scraper.
I think it's just on the back of the bristle.
I'm not crazy about this.
I think it's just the back.
You know what? Maybe.
I think it's just the back of the brush.
What, 35 cents each? I guess that's not bad. $14 for a 40 pack. All right. Too much waste here, even though they're biodegradable. So, Chad, use the box. You can use the box to clean your tongue, or I say, just don't brush your teeth for 4 days. I mean, how could that hurt?
Maybe I'll find a booth that will have one of those fast brushers, you know, the brush all your teeth.
Oh, yes,
40
the 360.
Seconds.
You know, exactly. You're so smart. On the back is the tongue cleaner.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think that these aren't so hot. I don't see really any reason to go for these over.
Yeah, no, no.
Just a normal toothbrush.
The handle of the toothbrush is made of wheat straw, which is biodegradable. The soft bristles are high quality nylon. I don't think that's biodegradable.
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, but you know what? I started looking up toothbrush variations. Crest makes toothbrushes that you do not need water.
Yes. I've seen these.
Oh, you have? They have mouthwash built in.
Yeah. They're typically like, Oh, yeah, these are different than what I remember seeing. The ones that I remember seeing are more to go, like, just quick freshen your breath. These look like real bristles.
Yeah.
Turn that down. The mini brushes. I hate these videos that are completely useless at teaching me about them. Interesting. There they are. Yeah, they are. They're you can't see what I'm seeing.
Yeah, no.
They're a bit bigger than the to-go ones that I remember seeing before. You're right. Sometimes I see these at like checkout counters. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
But they are much smaller, much tinier than that. That is interesting.
Yeah, it says do not use with toothpaste. I guess it's two dabs of Crest with mouthwash built in.
Yeah, it's you know, the other one I used is like a concentrate of a lot of, you know, it makes your breath smell amazing. And then a small amount of more of like the toothpaste-y type of material. But Yeah, those look great. Fantastic. Okay.
Wow. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
It is time to head to the crappiest of corners.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we are in the what the heck is it category. And so here is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget, but this is the entire gadget. Let's see if you can guess the gadget. Is it? I will take a moment when we switch over to the video to give you another chance to look at it. It does that.
Not a writing. It's not anything to do with writing.
Nope.
No. Wow.
I'd say once again, I've actually been shocking myself at finding these gadgets.
No, it's great.
Because I just go into a store with nothing on my mind. I just wander through the aisles, just looking around, like, what? I don't have no idea what any of these things are. So it takes a little while. Okay. Lipstick holder, a kazoo, a package opener. Well, let's head to the video to check it out. Hey, Diggity. So I am sure that y'all have had a moment to take a look at this gadget and try to figure out what the heck it is. But I'll give us just a second with it up close, with the camera really, really close. So this is a little bit, bends a bit on the back.
It's great. This thing.
It does go in and out. Kind of has this clip thing. Anyway, last chance to get in your guesses. The point of this gadget
Tang
is to
Fish
help
guessed
you
it.
With your caulk. This is the caulk buddy. It is a caulk finishing tool. And it even has some extra caps in it. So you can kind of see it has the caps inside of it. It even has this clip for it to clip onto the edge of one of the caulking guns. This sticker that's on the packaging is typically, there it is. It's typically on this. I pulled it off just so that y'all wouldn't see it. So the idea is that you take some caulk, you put it into the edge, and then you use this. You put your finger actually kind of on this dot on the back and then squeeze it in there to get the perfect finished caulk line. And we can actually test it just a bit over in the bathroom to see how well it works. But there you go. That is the idea behind the gadget. Now, I don't really have a reason to add any type of silicone caulk to my bathroom. So we're going to do something a bit different. Toothpaste. Instead of caulk, I'm going to use toothpaste and squeeze it into the corner here in my bathroom. That way it's not permanent and I'm not actually destroying anything in my apartment. I'm going to go ahead and squeeze that in there just kind of as if that was, you know, what I was going to install. And now I can also show off a little bit about the gadget. It has that clip that we kind of showed before, but it also has these caps, which, by the way, it's a horrible design. I cannot figure out how to open the back of this to get to the caps. There we go. If I pull really hard, there we go. Now I get to the extra little caps. Here is some tiny little instructions. Okay, we're gonna stick that back on there. Oh my gosh. And now we'll actually use it. So I'll put it over here in the corner just like this, and we're just gonna scrape along. And I'm gonna kind of, let's see. Yeah, that's pretty good right there. Okay, here we go. Ooh. That is thick. That is a really thick line of caulk, but maybe I can change. Hey, whoa. Okay, well, I have toothpaste all over. But that looks pretty good. I guess that's better as someone who's like not really used to just using your finger. I mean, it does a better job. It did a better job than I did. But hey, that is the use for it. I now have toothpaste all over me.
but quite a weird and difficult to figure out what the heck is it for me.
Yeah, that was great.
There you go. Okay. And it was cheap. It was really, really cheap. I found it for like around $5 just at a hardware store. But it, online, it's also $6. This is just a different color of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of... And there you go. There you go. Another weird gadget.
Oh, I think it's, yeah. You're finding stuff that's great.
Yeah. This is a whole set. So this is Scooter X is sending over that you could do something similar. With
a nine-piece set?
Yeah. You don't need the whole other thing that I got, the whole clip. But, hey. It's kind of nice. You guys a little reservoir. I don't know. That's good. Okay. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
All right, it's been a while, a few weeks, since we had something from Mo. So here is his latest Gadget Warehouse video.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Oh, I'm looking for my bag. This bag, a little worn. I have a backup bag and I want to replace it with, and I'm going through the second container that contains my bags to find it.
Oh, you know, it's a great idea that you have it labeled their bags too, but I think I have a better solution.
Dun, dun, dun.
Please organize it tags.
Ooh.
What is that?
Attach these to your bins, download the app. Scan the tag within the application. Take a picture of each item in your storage bin within the app. So now in the future, if you want to know what's in the container, you scan the tag and the pictures will come up.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Great idea. Let's try it.
This sounds good.
Add, peel and apply the tag to the bin. Scan the bin within the app. I'm going to scan it. Put it right next to it. It's NFC capable, so you have to have NFC capability within the actual device. Name the bin, and then you can add a description and further information. Create the bin. A new bin has been created. Add new items. You create the bin. I created mine. I called it bags too because that's the container name on the label on the front of the bin or container. And I took numerous pictures, named it the same because it's pretty much everything. I'm not going to get detailed, but you could if you want. So now when I place my bag and I don't know where it is, all I have to do now is take my phone and just scan it, NFC, touch it. The app comes up, click on it, and now it will show me the items within the bin. And oh, all my bag information, and yeah, that's the bag I'm actually looking
for. That's pretty good.
To replace this one. It's in here. What a great app. What a great idea. Thank you, honey, for getting it.
You're welcome.
That's interesting. Oh, I may have clicked away early. Darn it. I don't know if that video was finished yet. Here, we can actually jump back in over here. It's kind of a bit of an extra step, but I feel like there's been plenty of times where I wish that I knew exactly what was inside of a bag.
Oh,
and just,
my God.
Just an image is plenty. I mean, you know, an image says 1,000 words. So here, let's watch just the very last bit of the video.
Thank you for watching, and please keep up the great work.
Glad we had to watch that. We just absolutely had to watch that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Tag it.
Tag
organize it.
Organize it. Okay.
Tags.
Oh, it's $10.
Yeah, $10 here on Home Depot. Amazon is also $10 for 8. Whoa, you can get 96 for 100.
Boy, you must be a collector if you need 96 of them.
Yeah, you really would. I kind of wish. The thing is that I like how Mo's using it with the name of a bin and the tag. I kind of wish the tags were like multicolored or something. Like I wish that they could denote a bit differently, because if I just have like a ton of black boxes and a ton of black tags.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, yeah. It's now I'm scanning every single thing to figure out which one it is. And I wish that I could almost look and see, oh, the blue tag, based off of the images, okay, I know the blue tag has all my bags in it. Now, Mo's using a different thing, which is just having another label with bag 2 on it, so he can label the thing. But yeah,
now
interesting.
I assume the app is free.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. So then it's just $10 for the 4 tags?
Yeah. Yeah, there's the app. It's on something like this, I always like to look at the ratings of the app before you kind of get into it. It's not as nice as actually testing out the app yourself, but I definitely take a look at the ratings, and the ratings are high, which is good.
Yeah, a lot of apps have dismal ratings.
Exactly. So that's a good sign that the user interface, once you buy the product and attach it, and you actually have to use the app to use it, that it's not that bad, which is good. So, and also on Amazon, pretty good reviews. So it's another good sign. That's neat. So it really is. The only other alternative I could think of is like your own notes app. You know, is you could like, or what I did when I moved, which this was a little bit extra, was I had a label maker. I had one of the label makers that will like print out like an actual, like a shipping label.
Right.
And so I went into a Word document and I just made a bulleted list of every single thing that's in there. So as I was packing it, I just have the computer next to it and I go, okay, that's everything that's in there, print, and then delete the document and start again and then stick it onto the side. That worked for me. And it was kind of a way to do that digital, you know, I liked being able to just edit it on the computer and then applying it to the box. But I like this method too that Mo was showing. Anyway.
Yeah, this is a little neater. I basically, when I pack a bin, I take a sheet of typing paper and I hand it to Dennis and I say, New Year's Eve noisemakers, because he has great penmanship.
Yes.
Skeleton for Halloween. And he writes it out neatly. And then I just scotch tape it to the side of the bin.
That's smart.
Yeah, you have to go find the bin to see what's in it, where with the phone you could look up and say,
yeah, that is different. And also, a lot, well, I don't know how much this would fix it, but a lot of times, you know, your box will be in the back. So it's like hard to tell what it is. I will say that I loved this method because I have horrible penmanship too. And using the printing method, you know, the printer has perfect penmanship.
Yeah.
ScooterX also shares this, which is a QR code smart label option.
Oh,
and this one does have colors. Yes. Now, it's a different brand.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's a different brand. Smart label store, pretty sure. So it's different, but very similar idea. Very, very, very similar idea. And this one has colors.
There's your answer.
Yeah.
But Mo would not have even thought about looking if it wasn't for your video.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the, of course, also anytime anything has NFC in it. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. These smart labels are only QR code based. Not nearly as cool as NFC. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over. With that, let's move on. How can people send in their videos?
Okay, yeah. Make a video, anything to do with a gadget, okay? 1 to 3 minute video, horizontal format, be in it if you want, or if you're shy, or you're doing it by yourself. just you and your phone. Tell us about the gadget. Make sure we can see it and hear you 1 to 3 minutes. Upload it at YouTube. When you upload it, there's a selection of private, unlisted, or public. You probably want unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. Don't click private. Then only you can see it. Put it up on YouTube. Send us the URL, mail@gizwiz.tv. And every video we show, we send you the current issue of Mad Magazine. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, if you live outside those two places, I will sign a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo, make a high-res image, and send it on to you to print it out anywhere else in the world. And I've sent pictures to Holland, and it's kind of fun to have a podcast that is around the world.
Do you think they have printers on the International Space Station? Because
I wonder.
It could be. The universe.
Although no one from the space station has bothered sending. They say, Dick, we have no gadgets up here.
We only have equipment.
We just have equipment.
I'm here on the space station. With that, let's move on to the letter.
All right, Dan emails us and says, I enjoy the show as always, but I want to share my experience with candles. The candle warmer I use, we can show the picture of that. It's thicker than a drink coaster. You can use most candles on it. And this is the one he got at as Amazon's about $17. But he says the trouble is eventually the scent from the candle does wear out, but the candle wax doesn't disintegrate. You have to decide when to toss the candles. I agree that the candle light that we had last week or the week before seems silly. The reason I don't light candles, my father worked for the New York Fire Department, and they found lots of fires started from candles, even attended candles. My coworker used candles, and I was envious until the day she looked up from her book to see the candle had set her china dish closet cabinet on fire. My aunt used them on the mantle, and she left for a few minutes and came back to find the painting above the candle on the fireplace was on fire.
Wow.
I know. I have a cat. Always afraid the cat might be getting curious and knock it over. I love the ambience of candles, especially at night, but I don't think they're worth the risk, and I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Well, Dan, this is a nice-looking candle warmer that you bought.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The one other thing that I would mention is because it warms from the bottom and not the top, is sometimes I feel like there's a layer of like solid wax, and so the scent.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes.
Can't quite get out. It mentioned that it over here that it works with 4 and 5 ounce candles.
Okay.
So you may want to make sure that it's like a smaller ish candle, maybe not, but maybe not a massive candle. Where did I see that? There it is with 4 to 12 ounce candles. Okay. There you go. 12 ounce candle seems like a big enough candle.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
8 hour auto shut off timer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. Jeff and Adam that sent us this kind of thing. Looked like the thing that they use in the restaurant to keep food hot. You put the candle on it and then a big light shining down on it.
Yes.
So Dan's solution is much neater.
This candle warmer store, which is the brand of on Amazon that we've been looking at.
Yes.
They have all the different styles. They have the lamp ones. They have these ones that look like they have an extra little tray. They have the one that we just saw that with that auto shut off. I mean, it looks like they just have any way to heat wax.
Well, yeah. Plug into an outlet candle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Look at that. Like a nightlight.
Yeah.
Before a bathroom. Yeah. Pretty interesting. Lots of options. Lots and lots of options. Pretty cool. Thank you for sending that over. We want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. You patrons are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head to our website, gizwiz.tv. There is a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click on that, and there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page, or there's also a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal page. Both are the ways that you can support the show. So please head on over there and do that. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we are live, the website will update with the live stream. Next week is Thanksgiving, so we will be on Wednesday instead of on Thursday. Then GizFizz, which is typically on Wednesday, will be on Friday. So that schedule change is on the top of our website. If you need a reminder, go check it out over there. If you don't catch the show live, we record our show and put it up on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. So if you missed a show, please head on over there to catch it. While you're on the internet, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link or a reminder about any of these gadgets, head on over there. While you're there on his website, play What the Heck Is It? And this is an entire piece. This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. This is obviously, you know, in the construction industry, this is a light bulb installer. So whenever you need one of those Edison light bulbs installed in a wall that doesn't have a socket yet, use this to just install one. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. See you next week.
I'll be here.